听力课堂，听 class.com。
人和手是不一样的，它是通过实例来讲解了。如果你赶一列火车的话， It is always better to be comfortably early， 你舒舒服服的早到一点会更好， than even a fraction of a minute too late， 那么比怎么样晚到一会儿要好得多。哎呀，注意力副词的限定 comfortably、啊、although being early may mean wasting a little time、啊、意味着怎么样 mean doing something， 注意的动名词的运用，虽然早到一会儿可能会意味着浪费一点时间。 Why？ We wouldn't like to waste any time， we want to cut it fine、right? 每个人都不想浪费时间，都想 cut it fine， 但是 this will be less than if you miss the train and have to wait an hour or moreFor the next one. Yeah. We know wasting a little time on this occasion is better missing the train and having to wait an hour or more for the next one. Got it? 你即便是浪费一点时间，总是比你要错过这车而需要再等上几个小时时间所浪费时间要好得多。 Right?This will less than， 注意这个 less 啊，虽然浪费一点时间，这事情很糟糕，但是远比错过车而等上更多的时间，这要好得多。你要注意这个 less than 的翻译。And you avoid the frustration of arriving at the very moment when the train is drawing out of station。好，我们讲到过 draw up 停车，那 draw out of station 或者表达为 pull out of station 表示离站。把这语句一定要背熟。You avoid the frustration of doing something. You know, when we get failures over and over again, we always get the frustration inside our heart. Got it? 那么如果我们反复失败的话，我们内心里就会有一种很严重的什么感觉？ Frustration, 挫败感。Yeah, okay. I should say, the frustrationinside you can prevent you from doing what you are doing. 那么一定要注意，这种挫败的心理会妨碍你做任何一件事情、啊、So the frustration will prevent you from doing what you want to do. Why? You lose your confidence. 因为你失去了什么？信心、yeah. So no matter what we do, we must try our best to get successTo avoid the frustration、啊、所以无论我们做什么，我的看法就是要怎么样，一定要争取成功而避免掉所遭受的这种挫败心理。 So when you arrive at the platform at the very moment when the train is pulling off the station， 所以当你看站在这个站台上，而恰恰那一时刻正是火车离站的时间， You are left behind， 而你却被怎么样抛在后面了。 So how do you feel？ 你会是一种什么感受？ The frustration， don't you think so？ 你肯定是内心的一种挫败心理。 You feel dismayed， 你会感到非常的万分的沮丧。 And then you lose your heart， your confidence， OK， 然后你失去了有信心，失去了自己这种信念。 Right？好，所以呢，那么你还可以避开这种挫败心理，你呢恰恰在火车离站的那一时刻而到达了站台，而没你呢却没有登上这趟列车。 An even harder situation is to be on the platform in good time for a train and still to see it go off without you. 这情况就更严重了。 I should say、it sounds what much terrible、哎、这听上去更可怕。 Why?Even harder situation 是更让人难以忍受的情况是什么呢？注意不定式 to 做了表语啊。 To be on the platform in good time， in good time means on time、yeah. 你很准时的到达了站台去等待一辆列车。 And still to see it go off， 依旧眼睁睁的看着它驶离了车站 without taking you， 而没有带上你。 Right, okay. So we can imagineWhen you stand on the platform 2 hours earlier before the train but has arrived. 想想看，你早两个小时之前，在火车进站两个小时之前，你就站在了站台上。But you say the train go out without you. How do you feel?Not only frustration, not only frustrated. 所以这就不仅仅是一种挫败心理了。So it is a harder situation. 那么这比准时到达那站台还要更加难受。Such experience before a certain young girl, the first time she was traveling alone. 好，我们重点掌握一个词汇 before. B-E-F-A-L-L, before.Something bad happened to. Something bad happened to. 所以这个动词的应用一定要注意是某件糟糕的坏的事情发生在某人身上，它是一个及物动词。所以这样的一次经历就怎么样了呢？降临到被我的一个第一次出远门的一个年轻的姑娘遇到了。好，所以你不妨在运用的时候采用这个表达法 such experienceSuch a bad experience befell him. Got it? 这样可怕的糟糕的一次经历就降临在他身上了She entered the station 20 minutes before the train was due. OK. 所以第三部分就是一个具体的实例来说明这种当时的情况。That's more than we can bear. 这是我们不能忍受的。为什么？他在火车要出发之前的20分钟就到达了车站。所以 the train was due 这里的 due 我曾经给同学们介绍过他所强调的概念是表示按着计划或者是安排而正常进行 For example The meeting is due to begin at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning Got it? The meeting is due to begin at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning 那么这次会议是按计划明早九点钟正常进行 Got it?那么如果你强调这列火车按计划是在下午三点钟发车怎么来表达 The train is due to 出发 set off OK The train is due to set off at 3 p.m. 所以第一个小小的形容词 due 那么表示按着就是说在火车准时准点发车之前的二十分钟它就已经到了好那么这个表达方式就是和我们上一自然段哪一句话是相呼应的呢？OK. An even harder situation is to be on the platform in good time for a train and still to say it go off without you. Right? I should say, the young girl had plenty of time to wait for the train on the platform. Right? 她有充足的时间来等待这个列车发车。Right?And in her opinion, she could, what? She could get on the train. 以她的看法，她是怎么样能够登上这列车的 ？And now let's study what happened to her. 我们看看发生什么事了。What happened to her? What befell her? Got it? What happened to her? What befell her? Since her parents had impressed upon her that it would be unforgivable to miss it.And call the friends with whom she was going to stay to make two journeys to meet her. 好，这个语句很重要，我要求大家掌握两个短语。Impress upon somebody that. Impress upon somebody that 再三的叮嘱某人。I say repeat something over and over again. 那么因为他的父母是再三的叮嘱他说 It would be unforgivable to miss it.好，这个结构方式要把握住。如果错过这列车呢，是不能够被原谅的。Forgive, forgivable, unforgivable， 注意这个词性的变化啊。Why? And cause the friends to make her, to make two journeys to meet her. 好，我们重点把握这个形式 ，make two journeys to meet her， 要怎么样？他的这个朋友就得接他两次 ，right？ Yeah， 注意。Make two journeys to do something. 往返两次来干什么 ？Whom she was going to stay with. 我把这个 with 移到后面来了。这是一个定语从句，修饰了 the friend. 而这朋友是他即将要住在一起的 ，right? OK， 要待在一起的。She gave her luggage to a porter and showed him her ticket. To her horror, to her terror, to her fear. Got it? 是他感到害怕的是什么呢？ he said that she was 2 hours too soon. 她早来了两个小时。Yeah. She felt in her handbag for the piece of paper on which her father had written down all the details of the journey. 好，我们再次运用到了什么呢 ？On which 这种定语从句结构。So she felt in her handbag for the piece of paper, and her father had written down all the details of the journey on the piece of paper.
Good.
所以从这个包里面摸出了那张纸条，在这个纸条上，他的父亲把这次旅行的一切详细情况都记载下来了啊 ，write down. And give it to the porter. He agreed.That a train did come into the station at the time on the paper, and that it did stop.
我们连续用了两个
did
用来加强语气。他承认说这次火车确确实实进站，只按照纸条上所写的时间，那么也确实会停下来
，but only to take on mail.
OK， 但是只是干嘛？装邮件。OK， 注意这个不定式 to only 限定。往往表示一种很遗憾的心情啊。好，翻译语句：我匆匆忙忙来到了这家商店，结果却发现它关门了。
Okay, so I hurried to the store only to find it was closed.
Got it?
Only to find not a passenger, 而不是旅客们。The girl asked to see a timetable, feeling sure that her father could not have made such a mistake.
好，把这句话要背熟。特别是我们要把握逗号后面的 feeling sure that 这个结构分词做状语，那说明当时这个女孩内心那种伴随的心情。Got it?
Why? We know children have learned to depend on their parents.
我应该说孩子们从小到大已经习惯于依靠父母了。
And furthermore, children have been brought up to believe in their parents.
那自小到大也在怎么样？一直相信自己的父母 ，right？ 所以我在重复这两句话，就是带领大家复习两个句型结构
：be brought up to do， have learned to do。
想想看，我们每个人都已经就是说内心里面习惯了火车总是准时准点的，这句话应该怎么来表达？
We have learned to expect that trains are punctual。
还记得吗？四十四课的第一句话。那么在二十三课我们讲到过了，我们从小到大习惯于吃一些特定的食物。
We have been brought up to eat certain foods, right?
所以这个女孩呢，要去看看这个列车时刻表，因为她内心相当的肯定的爸爸是不会犯这种错误的。
The porter went to fetch one and arrived back with the station master, okay? Who produced it with a flourish and pointed out a macroscopic zero beside the time of arrival of the train at his station. Produce it with flourish,
一定要注意啊。那么它是 flourish 表示挥舞着双手啊，打着手势，所以呢它一边打着手势一边就伸出手去指出了有一个很小的一个零在这个那列车的时间的旁边。
The little zero indicated, 说明了啊 indicate.That the train only stopped for mail,
只是用来取邮件的。
Just as that moment,
just as, 注意这个就在恰恰在这个时刻
，the train came into station. The girl, tears streaming down her face, begged to be allowed to slip into God's van.
好，把这句话要背熟。
Tears streaming down her face,
独立主格结构。我们在第六课重点讲了这个表达方式。所以这个女孩呢 ，the girl begged
the station master to allow her to slip into the God's van, right?
我们直接采用了被动语态形式，祈求这站长允许她溜进这个列车乘务长的车厢。她当时是泪流满面啊 ，yeah, tears streaming down her face.
Okay, but the station master was adamant.
So, you know, The station master was an adamant, strong-minded person, right? 但是他非常的坚定，绝对不可动摇。
Rules could not be broken,
因为这规章制度是不能够被破坏的。
And she had to watch the train disappear towards her destination. Well, she was left behind.
最后一句背熟。 朝着什么什么消失了 disappear towards 啊，所以他眼睁睁的看着这列车朝着他的目的地的方向是消失了驶去，而把他撇在了后面啊。 And she was left behind、啊、